Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Phillies and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Phillies. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Dick Bartel. Batting second. The second baseman, Luke Iazza. Batting third. The center fielder, Kiddo Davis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dolph Camilli. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ethan Allen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Al Todd. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Johnny Moore. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Kurt Davis. Pitching for the Philadelphia Phillies, Kurt Davis. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Hermann. Batting third. The left fielder, Chuck Kline. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Babe Hermann. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Kiki Kyler. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob O'Farrell. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Hurst. Batting 8th. The shortstop, Billy Gerges. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Bill Lee. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bill Lee. And now, play ball. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Iazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Iazza takes first base on ball four. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Iazza. The throw from O'Farrell and he is safe. Iazza steals second. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hermann settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel misplays the ball. That's an error on Bartel. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Hermann moves to second. Babe Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann takes first base on ball four. Hermann moves to third. Kline moves to second. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it, throws to the plate for one, and over to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Phillies nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a fly ball into left field. Kline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hermann. Moore reaches second base with a double. Todd goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Phillies. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a fly ball into right field. Hermann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards first. Camilli scoops it up and throws to first, with Davis covering, for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 1 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up in front of the plate. O'Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Todd settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 1 in the game. Hack strikes out. Two outs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. Herman hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 1 in the game. Camilli strikes out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a fly ball into right field. Herman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Chuck Kline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kline is 0 for 1 in the game. Kline takes first base on ball 4. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0 for 1 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Moore hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0 for 1 in the game. Hurst hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0 for 1 in the game. Gerges hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Phillies will come to bat. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0 for 2 in the game. Bartel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lee fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kiddo Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 2 in the game. Davis hits a pop-up towards first. Hurst settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0 for 1 in the game. Lee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0 for 2 in the game. Hack takes first base on ball 4. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 2 in the game. Herman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza misplays the ball. That's an error on Chiazza. Hack moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Klein hits a fly ball into left field. Allen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Herman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hack scores. Herman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Phillies, 1, Cubs, 1. Kiki Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Herman. The throw from Todd and he is out, Chiazza applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 2 in the game. Camilli hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst scoops it up and throws to first, with Lee covering, for the out. One out. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0 for 2 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Todd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Todd is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Todd hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to second. Two outs. Johnny Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Moore takes first base on ball 4. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0-for-2 in the game. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gerges fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-2 in the game. Kyler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hurst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurst is 0-for-2 in the game. Hurst hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Davis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Kurt Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Bartel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bartel is 0-for-3 in the game. Bartel hits a pop-up towards short. Gerges settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Chiazza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chiazza is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Chiazza hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hurst fields it, tags the runner, and races towards first, beating Chiazza, for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Phillies 1, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Gerges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerges is 0-for-2 in the game. Gerges hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Davis. Gerges reaches second base with a double. Bill Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee is 0-for-2 in the game. Lee bunts towards the mound. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Gerges moves to third. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Chiazza misplays the ball. That's an error on Chiazza. Gerges scores. It's 2-1, Cubs. Billy Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 0-for-3 in the game. Herman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hack moves to second. Chuck Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Klein hits a pop-up towards third. Walters settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Herman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Herman takes first base on ball 4. Hack moves to third. Herman moves to second. Keke Kyler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kyler is 0-for-3 in the game. Kyler takes first base on ball 4. Hack scores. Herman moves to third. Herman moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Cubs. Bob O'Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Farrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. O'Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bartel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Phillies 1. The Phillies will come to bat. Andy High pinch hits for Kiddo Davis. Andy High is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. High hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hack fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dolph Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 0 for 3 in the game. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field. Kyler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ethan Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harvey Hendrick pinch hits for Al Todd. Harvey Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Herman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 3, and Philadelphia Phillies, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.